Brad Davidson from tab.com.au. In fact, he's from the Tab. He's from Sky Racing. He's from Sky Thoroughbred Central, Sky Racing 1, Sky Racing 2.
All over the place, Brad. Line, we love him.
Big Sports Breakfast. He tells people that doing the Big Sports Breakfast is probably the favourite part of his day. He joins us online. Hi, Brad.
Hey, guys. Yeah, you're exactly right. The Big Sports Breakfast, you can be part of it.
No makeup required, mate.
Yeah, that's the thing. They definitely need makeup on air. I'll give you the tip. But don't need it for the early morning from Big Sports Breakfast, which is good.
Regan Bayliss is going to chat with Andrew Bensley about 9.40 this morning. It's a terrible shame to see that he's lost this ride on Redkirk Warrior at Royal Ascot to Frankie Dettori.
Yeah, it's a tough one, isn't it? I guess you can, on one side of the fence, you can understand that they're going with Frankie Dettori, considering, you know, his record at Royal Ascot and just his profile as a top jockey, but at the same time you feel for Regan Bayliss. Of course, he's been so good aboard Redkirk Warrior in Australia this autumn, and it's just disappointing that he won't be able to go and ride the horse on the big stage at Royal Ascot. I suppose for Redkirk Warrior's connections, you just hope that Frankie produces a better ride than he has when he's come down under in recent years. He hasn't exactly set the world a lot, has he? Had a couple of his Melbourne Cup rides, so. Look, we know Frankie's an extremely talented and champion jockey on his day, so you'd have to, you can't argue with the decision, but at the same time, it's disappointing, and I would have hoped that they would have stuck with Regan, and it would have been something that he would have been able to, live with for a long time. But unfortunately, it's not what it is, and I'm sure he'll get another chance on Redkirk Warrior in the future. Though.
And at Randwick tomorrow, Brad, Trapeze Artist has been the best backed horse on the program.
Yeah, he has been. There's been really good support for this colt, and I guess there's no surprise off his last start win in the TJ. It was dominant there. He went past Redzel, Australia's best sprinter. It was almost like he was standing still there at the end. So I suppose a little concern for Trapeze Artist is the fact that he's never won two in a row. He's always been a horse that's peaked and then been a bit disappointing for a couple of runs and then peaked again. So I was talking to Duff about this on Formline last night, and Duff made the point that most of his big wins have come off strong early tempos when they've gone hard in races. We don't feel that's going to be the case in this all-aged tomorrow. So it'd be a fascinating race. I think it's a real fork in the road moment for Trapeze Artist, because we know we have good ears on his day, but he's got to develop this consistency. And if he's able to come out and put them away tomorrow again, then all of a sudden he's starting to develop this consistency, and you can say he's really one of the top liners.
Yeah, there's not much doubt about that. Victorum, set to run in the Hawkesbury Guineas?
Yeah, change in plan here for Victorum. Of course, he was heading towards the Luskin Star at Scone after his country championships final win, but now they're looking at heading to Hawkesbury next weekend. I think they just think the horse is going so well that they want to run him again. So you're heading towards Hawkesbury next weekend. They've got their standalone meeting there, of course. I suppose for him it's a bit of a fork in the road moment as well, because he was so dominant in the country championships final, but you want to see him come back and do that again. So really interested to see what he can produce there. Of course, they've got races like the Stradbroke in mind for him. And another horse to keep an eye out for heading to Hawkesbury, he was a nomination for the JRA plate this weekend, but they've decided to hold off and wait another week and go to Hawkesbury instead, is Roman Sun. He was very dominant at Rose Hill on Easter Monday going back earlier this month, and he looks a really promising stayer for Richard Friedman, and I think he's going to be extremely hard to beat come Hawkesbury next weekend.
All right, time to try and find some winners, mate, if we possibly can.
Yes, well, I see. Adam Fengeli made race 5, number 5, Manicure.
Yep.
The best of the weekend. I'm with him there, and Duff was on the same page last night on Formline. So there's a few giving a strong push for race 5, number 5, Manicure. She just sets up really well here, third up from a decent spell. She's drawn wide her past couple and got off the track, and now she gets a lovely draw to be able to just sit in the first 4 or 6 and hopefully finish over the top of these. I think the Champagne Stakes, race 6, number 3, Outrageous, is a good each-way bet. He savaged the line in the size the other day when, having no luck at all, he only got out the 100-metre mark. And you can make a case to say you probably should have won that race. There's a few luckless stories in it, though. But I think stepping up to the mile is where he's really going to come into his own. And I see he's been the second-best back runner with Tab on the program outside of Trapeze Artist. And then just a couple of place bets for the listeners. You can either take these just one out each, or you can multi them up and put them together if you want to have a place all up. Race 7, number 8, Tom Melbourne, around 3.10.8. You can even get 3.30. The place, well, it was last night on tap. I'm not sure if that's still the case. But, you know, we know about Tom. He hasn't won for a long time, but he looks really well placed to run top three here at the same time. He just had to do too much work early from the wide draw in the Doncaster, and he gets a lovely soft draw here. Should be able to park behind them, and if he settles in the run, he should be finishing top three. And the other one there was race 3, number 9, Star Reflection. I know there's no fixed odds placed dividend with Tab at the moment, but wow. That will come up in the next day or two. Should be $3 plus there. And Star Reflection, she's another one who's been caught wide at her past couple, and she draws a lovely gate. Gets a really good jockey on board in Karen McAvoy, and I just think she'd be able to park behind him. Sneak through late. I'm not sure if she can beat Dothraki so well weighted in that race, but I think she's a great place bet around that $3 to $3.60 mark as well.
Am I allowed to tip outrageous, mate, if you've tipped it, or is that
that's who I was going to.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. We all can't tip. Okay, no, you tip it then.
No, I'll go something
else. I'll find something.
I'll go left. I'll go left.
I like a couple of other ones.
All right.
We're okay. Tommy Melbourne, the place, $3.10. That could be the bet of the day. Good on you. Thanks so much, Brad.
Thanks, guys.